Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We all know the Good Brothers care about money. That's why they probably subscribe to NordVPN.com/Fightful. I can't endorse it on their behalf because I don't know for sure. I just assume they do. I assume that they are smart enough to go, you know what, I need NordVPN.com/Fightful. If I don't like it, I get a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's already got a great deal, plus an additional month free. Why wouldn't I subscribe to it? I can change my virtual location with just one click. I can use their threat protection to avoid online trackers, malware, annoying pop-up ads. You know they don't want to sit through pop-up ads. You know they don't. They're the Good Brothers. Not only that, but NordVPN.com/Fightful is the fastest VPN in the world. It works on all of your devices, your phone, your tablet, your PC, your laptop, even your router and your TV. NordVPN.com/Fightful helps you block a lot of intrusive things on that unsecured Wi-Fi when you're traveling, like those fellas do an awful lot. Check it out at NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here with Fightful. Here with a couple names, you know, I feel like we interview them once every few months. They flew all the way to Poughkeepsie just to do this Zoom
just
with
to
us.
Zoom with you, yeah.
Neither of their internet connections were working at home, and they said, you know what? We got to do this interview with Sean Ross Sapp. We got to get to Poughkeepsie, where the internet is good.
I can't even pronounce the city. I flew here. To what? Where? Poughkeepsie. To interview with Sean Ross Sapp.
I'm getting all Ross's emails right now while we're on this thing. I'm not supposed to be reading these company-wide emails, Ross, but I am.
Uh-oh. I'm ready for it.
Give me a scoop. Give me
somebody's getting a raise. His name's us.
Listen. What are the chances of Ross being inducted in the Bullet Club? He's a former NWO member, technically, I think.
He really is. Yeah, he would sell me some big Kev stories when we were going to the Walgreens this morning to get some brotherly supplies for this interview. So
See, I put him over in my interviews. I used to read his WCW magazine articles all the
time.
So
did I.
There you go.
So did I. This is a real story.
Ross isn't just a media guy?
No.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you write for a magazine, you are a media guy.
He was also a WWF guy. Because I remember standing outside of the Igloo in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was about 12. And this guy came up with a WWF shirt on. And I said, are you Ross Foreman? And he told me to go myself. But I'm not. I've never told Ross that. It just popped into my head, there was no like I don't like him, no reason for it.
The people are already bored now because no one knows who the fuck Ross Foreman is.
Well, he's right there.
Hey, come on, they know who he is. And anyway, okay, you know what? We've seen all the comparisons: Bullet Club and NWO.
Sure.
NWO had Kyle Petty as their race car driver. Who would you guys pick as your race car driver?
Jeez.
I mean,
Davey Allison.
I remember Rusty Wallace. Didn't he have the Miller Lite car?
Yeah, he did.
We'll take the Miller Lite car. That's cool.
Rusty Wallace. I got to be honest. I love Jeff Gordon because he was always winning. Everybody hated him. I mean, like, well, that's kind of like us. We're always around and always winning.
And everybody hates us. Everybody hates us.
Rusty Except Wallace is like 65 him. Now. I wonder if he would – I don't think he'd be that
– He could throw it up.
Is
he
Jeff could. Gordon 65?
No, not Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon. Rusty Wallace.
Jeff Gordon's probably in his 50s. He's 50. He's just now 50. He could still get it done, I think.
I mean, November 4th, 5th, and 6th, when Pit Row at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, presented by the Big LG Doc Gallows, you'll see professional wrestling and NASCAR racing together. You can see it live.
Give me Jeff Gordon, then.
I mean, Jeff Gordon's one of those guys who retired because he wanted to, not because he needed to. How about this as I look him up?
Remember my Jeff Gordon story?
No. Here's an exclusive.
I just told you about – I told you that on Talking Shop.
Well, you got to remember, things that you tell me on Talking Shop, I'm usually not actually going to remember.
So when I was in developmental, there was also a developmental race car driver that lived next door to me. And one day he had a couple too many oat sodas, and he kept bragging about having Jeff Gordon's phone number. So,
oh no.
I immediately extracted it from his phone. And then when I would have too many oat sodas, I would prank call Jeff Gordon.
Okay.
And I thought it was so funny because I would just do it because you get his voicemail, then you get the pop from your friends.
Yes.
And then one day Jeff Gordon answered the phone. He goes, "Why the fuck do you keep doing this?" And I was like, "Oh boy."
Hello, Jeff.
Sorry, man.
So was that your response? Was sorry, man?
Yeah, pretty much, because at that point he had me. I did not expect him to answer.
So, I mean, was this a landline or was it a cell phone? Because
it
was a
cell phone, but I was like, he's not going to answer an unknown number ever. But sure, I guess when it calls you every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for 6 months straight with just hammered ramblings, you know, it's gonna come out of the wash.
Oh, amazing. 5'8", Jeff Gordon. I expected him to be taller.
Is he 5'8"?
5'8".
Man, we are so off topic. I love
him. He made his money and got out, baby. He's good.
That's true. We have Impact Rebellion. By the way, I don't think I even introed you guys. It's Carl Anderson. It's Gallows. It's the Good Brothers.
Anyways, are we interviewing you or what?
Yeah, I have a few questions for you. Does it feel good to have an interviewee on the show who actually knows your proper last name after knowing you for years?
Well, I mean, you had to tell him on
Sean
camera.
Ross Rapp, he was calling.
Look at that. Like, that's going to be the name of Emilio's new show that you all will actually go on.
Yeah, Wrestle Rapp. See?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Toes, babe. We got Impact Rebellion. It is April 23rd in Poughkeepsie at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center. As I look at the card, it looks like you guys are going to probably land in that World Tag Team title match. I don't know why you wouldn't. How are you looking forward to Rebellion? It's become a bit of a tradition for Impact Wrestling.
Well, it's at the Mid-Hudson Coliseum, a building rich in professional wrestling history, but oddly, not rich in Good Brother history. We've never teamed up in there. We've never been there together. And the match is complete bullshit. Us, who have been Impact Wrestling World Tag Team Champions for over 350 days, now we have to go through 8 other teams to secure what's rightfully ours. Bullshit move by Impact Management. I'm saying it here. So when we beat all those teams and send them packing with a Magic Killer, a 1-2-3, and a Just Too Sweet, they can all suck it because we will be tag team champions for the 8th time.
Carl, are you also in agreement that this is bullshit?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I feel like that we should have honorary Impact World Tag Team Championship titles made for us anyway.
Whether we win or lose, they should just give them to us.
But I feel like we brought on so much. Sorry, my wife is calling me right here. Look at that. Look at that beautiful picture.
Jesus.
I feel like we brought so much love and steam to Impact Wrestling that I feel like we deserve it all, Sean.
So, I mean, Impact's given you a hell of a card at Rebellion, a historic card, a historic market, 80 miles north of New York City, and then just to dishonor the boys like this, just to give us such a bullshit thing to have to handle. It's an injustice. So we're going to have to make this wrong right.
But I would say, you know, tune in to watch us win our championships back.
100%. 100%. If you haven't seen Impact Live, Sean, you follow the show. It's been getting better and better. The multiverse matches, Dallas, Texas at WrestleCon. I think we proved that. We had every promotion under one roof that night in Dallas. Impact's can't miss right now. You don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know who you're going to see next. Figure out how to watch it. Impact on Access TV, the ultimate insiders on YouTube, Fight TV, pay-per-view. We got a lot of kick-ass content coming your way. Impact's a place to be right now, man.
You mentioned the multiverse. I mean, this show is practically another one of them. You got Jay White on the show from New Japan, Tomohiro Ishii, Deonna Purrazzo is the AAA champion. Jonathan Gresham is with AEW ROH now. He is the ROH world champion. Then you got people that every single week you're going to see pop it up on like GCW and high level independent promotions as well. Like it is insane. But I got to ask the hard question. If you say this is bullshit and you're mad at Impact Management, does that mean Scott D'Amore is now out of the Bullet Club? Because we know he is their most prominent member.
Well, we got those brand new Bullet Club jackets. And before he goes on TV and makes an A-team gauntlet match, he said, "Hey, boys, where's my Bullet Club jacket?" Well, I'll tell you where it is. It's with your freaking stupid gauntlet match.
Well, you know, I think Scott forgets that he's a Bullet Club member. he was inducted a long time ago.
He was. He's actually an OG.
2014, he was inducted.
2014.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
He did a cartwheel and a toe touch. I have it over.
So I spoke to Adam Cole recently, and okay. I said, do you think that the Bullet Club Civil War will ever truly be wrapped up with a bow on it? Because, I mean, you got a bunch of guys in AEW, a bunch of guys in Impact, New Japan. Now you got Cody, Balor, and AJ in WWE. He said, ideally, I would like everybody to get along and us to be the greatest, hugest faction of all time and just beat everybody up. He's like, but also I got my buddies over here. What do you guys want to see? Because I mean, you guys kicked a couple of other OGs, or at least one other OG and his brother, to the curb recently.
Man, you know, where would you do that? Where would you do it? Is it a WrestleMania? Is it a Wrestle Kingdom and a sold out Tokyo Dome? There's so much. This thing that started in 2000.
Lariato Pro.
One of the top promotions in the whole world. If you're not watching it. Fuck have you been doing? But 9 years in the making, still going strong. They can say what they want. It's hotter now than it's ever been. And we have a crystal ball here at the Hyatt in Poughkeepsie. And it's about to get hotter, so keep watching.
I say, you know, we left New Japan and went to WWE. We didn't really change anything. We were throwing the two suites forever. It was blessed upon us by Big Sexy and Scott Hall. Rest in peace, good brother.
Yes,
and we never stopped throwing them up. I mean, I feel like we repped the Bullet Club from, you know, day one, and now we're back, you know, wearing the colors again.
We never took them off. That was the misconception.
A Bullet Club Civil War would be massive, and I got a weird feeling there's a couple more reunions coming up soon, and you never know what can happen.
Very interested. So word emerged recently that AJ re-signed with WWE, re-up with WWE. I know that your all's deals were supposed to be up near the same time. How did you feel? Because, I mean, from the rumors out there, he got a pretty sweet deal. Like,
he deserves a sweet deal.
Yes, he does.
Uncle deserves a sweet deal. The Good Brothers deserve a sweet deal. In July, I'm sure Impact or someone else will give us something very sweet because we're sweet men.
Yeah.
July 17th, maybe? I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out why AJ, the second we left WWE, he got our bunks kicked. Turned into a laundry.
That's an excuse.
What?
He re-renovated the tour bus and got rid of our beds. I don't think he missed us too bad.
I almost feel like he knew it was coming.
But no, I don't think he knew it was coming. But I will say this. I'll tell you who didn't know it was coming. The Undertaker, who thanked us in his Hall of Fame speech. So thank you to him for saying that. We do appreciate it.
I took the Undertaker's final tombstone ever. Which you sure did. Yeah. It's a big deal.
That had to feel pretty special regardless, right? Did you take it once or were there multiple takes?
One, baby.
Oh, my God.
On a wet roof in the middle of the night, it's a one and done.
The machine gun's a one take wonder, babe. Don't worry.
But, you know, you get a lot of credit for that, but he did throw me to my death, so I'm technically immortal like Hulk Hogan. Because I came right back to Impact Wrestling and talked to Sean Maiden.
Did you ever see where Hogan, like, took that first tombstone from Taker, like, early on? He missed by, like, 6 inches, and then he was like, brother, he broke my neck. He jacked me up. Like,
we love the Hulkster.
Sold Taker on it. Made Taker think that he actually hurt him. Like, claimed he spent the night in the hospital, and Taker went back later on and was like, your head didn't even hit.
I know a really funny story about that. I'll tell you offline, Sean.
Okay.
But I wasn't supposed to hear.
Interesting. Well, Impact Wrestling, like you mentioned, they are on fire. Like, I love this card. It's insane. Like, Macklin, Saban, and Jay White is a match that I didn't know that I needed until it popped up. You got Tasha Steelz emerging as the champion. You got Jonah and Ishii. And that's before we get into the
X-Men. Think about that match, Jonah and Ishii. And then you just said another one, Jay White, Bullet Club, massive love for him. But, I mean, I'm a Steve Macklin guy, too.
I love Steve Macklin.
Of our group. And what a way – that's an example of what Impact's doing right now. You see a guy like that who – I won't say he was plucked from obscurity, but he lost his teammates. He lost his gig. He lost his thing. And then he showed up and showed out. I'm a fan. It's very cool. And that's what you're seeing is this influx of people coming in from all these different places or these rising stars. And now they have one of the coolest platforms going to showcase that. So I think it's pretty badass.
I keep saying that Macklin's style is like if you plopped Rhino down in his prime in the middle of the X division and we're just like, go for it. Have at it.
Yeah, exactly. We were joking the other day. I was like, you might as well just be called Stone Cold Steve Macklin.
Well, I think it's cool because he got released whenever he got released, right? And like he didn't just go off into obscurity. Like he fought his way
up and worked.
Yeah, he came out and he showed up. He showed up and he wanted to show out and work. And like, you know, some people get released from that place and they don't know what the fuck to do. I mean, that's when it's time to buckle up and get to work. And I mean, I'm proud of him for doing that. I don't even know him that well, but
that's
I like
what, that's what lacing your boots is all about, man. It's not falling on your ass and staying down.
We got the Impact Rebellion show. It is April 23rd in Poughkeepsie.
Mid-Hudson.
I want to thank you guys so much for joining me. It feels like I talk to you guys every 3 months, and we like it that way. I feel like I should talk to you guys in another 3 months.
Hey, call me when this is over.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
See you in 3 months, bud.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.